KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And we've got 74 degrees right now, mostly clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff, almost to your weekend. Our top local stories this hour as we move along. It was a grisly case of murder that rocked Northern Nevada.
For a crime so brutal, it should truly shock the conscience of every human being.
Now, police say they have their man coming up who's under arrest in the case of Anna Scott. A blockbuster embezzlement case to the tune of six figures directly ahead, whose Story County authorities say was behind the heist that happened at one company at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And President Trump making his pick in the race for Nevada Attorney General. On the way, the president's preference. But we begin with breaking news this hour out of the Washoe County School District. They tell us Natchez Elementary School was placed on a secure campus status this morning while a police investigation took place on campus. We don't know what this investigation is all about. The lockdown went into effect just after 10:30 this morning. It was lifted before 11:30, and we are told that things are now back to normal. Again, this happened at Natchez Elementary School in Washoe County. We're following this and much more on the KKFT News at Noon. And now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, thank you, Greg. We'll give you the latest voting trend throughout the Northern Nevada. Well, actually, throughout the entire state. Some summer activities, parks opening up in the Tahoe area, some listener input, Northern Nevada growth and utilities. That's one of the biggest stories that's been happening over the last month or so in Northern Nevada. We'll get you the details on all that and more. And don't forget, you can join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991 FM Talk, and you can listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback always welcome. We've got some of that listener feedback. You can also tap on the shout out cloud and just say what you think. Tap on the menu bar and sound off and text at 775-884-9910. Don't forget the app is free. It's available at the App Store. And of course, this news, this hour, it's free and it's all local right here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And last but not least, our listener input poll. Who do you put more stock into and follow their advice when it comes to political endorsements? Donald Trump, Joe Lombardo, or neither? And right now, a lot of change in the neither. That's jumped up quite a bit at about a third. But Trump at 43%, Lombardo at 24%, and neither 33%. Joe Lombardo trailing as far as people trusting his endorsement of candidates. Well, get to all those stories and a whole lot more during the noon news. It is 12:09.
And it's our top local story from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And it was 4 years ago when Anna Scott was shot dead, stuffed into the trunk of a car and set on fire, her charred body found off I-580 and Mount Rose Highway.
Del Shea Astor made his initial appearance in the United States District Court following the return of a grand jury indictment. This indictment charges Astor with one count of second-degree murder within Indian country as a result of the gruesome murder of Anna Marie Scott.
That signaled Chata with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
For 4 years, Anna's family and friends and loved ones carried the weight of unanswered questions and unresolved loss. Today's indictment reflects my commitment that no victim will be reduced to a file number or a statistic in this district.
Chatted yesterday at a news conference. Now, Scott was a member with the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe. Astor was a registered member of the Reno Sparks Tribal Colony, and they released a statement.
Anna Marie was more than a name in a case. She was a beloved mother, daughter, granddaughter, sister, cousin, auntie, and friend whose life mattered deeply to her family and community.
That's Bethany Sam with the RSIC.
We trust that the legal system will allow the facts to fully be presented and addressed through due process.
Another story involving an RSIC member, this one involving the molestation of a boy only 9 years old. The U.S. Attorney's Office here says Bruce Sanchez sexually assaulted the little boy, who is a registered member with the RSIC, back in December of last year. Sanchez made his first appearance in federal court Wednesday, the trial now set for August. Over $200,000 embezzled from a company located at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, and now 37-year-old Tracy Hansen of Fallon under arrest for taking the money. It was in March that the company in question reported the embezzlement to Story County authorities. Hansen was arrested on Monday by Churchill County Sheriff's deputies. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, as the primary draws near, President Trump is backing a Reno lawyer for Nevada Attorney General. He is supporting Adriana Guzman Frelick as she runs against Douglas County Commissioner Danny Tarkanian for the GOP nomination. Guzman Frelick has worked with multiple state agencies, including the Gaming Commission and the Cannabis Compliance Board. Meantime, over the state line in California, they are still counting over 700,000 ballots outstanding from Tuesday's primaries.
You will likely hear from voices, some big voices, some loud voices, that it's crazy, that maybe it's even stupid that it takes this long for votes to be counted in California. It's not stupid. It's not crazy. It's actually the law in California.
And that is LA County Registrar Recorder Dean Logan. Officials say it's taking so long because by law, every voter gets a mail-in ballot that does not have to be postmarked until the final voting day, and they can get signature verified. So we are waiting for that. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's head on over to Jerry.
Well, one of the words I think he left out in describing that is saying it's not legal or it's not illegal, etc., is it is inept. Okay. Into the minutiae of voting. As of 8 a.m. this morning, total voting in the primary, early voting, 223,000. Republican, Democrat, identical, about 93,000. By mail, 155,000. Mail for Republicans, 56. Democrats vote more by mail, apparently. And in person, 68,000, with 37,000 of those Republicans and 25,000 in person for Democrats. Washoe County had its biggest turnout for in-person voting yesterday, and that may be because the deadline, we want to remind you, is this Friday for early voting in the state of Nevada. It'll be interesting to see how Republicans and to some extent Democrat parties embrace the candidates that they've been trashing during this primary season, whether it's a wife abuser, a carpetbagger, a quitter on the Republican side. I don't receive or hear the Democrat Party ads, but the Republicans will sure have some backpedaling to do after the winner is declared next week. Unlike California, results and races called will probably be done by Wednesday. And don't forget, primary night coverage will be provided right here on 99.1 and 92.3 for Lyon County. Craig Swope and Greg Neft will be providing the results on Tuesday night. All right, we had some listener input from Larry. And Larry says, just wanted to point out, unless I missed it, I think is what he meant to say, when Jerry asked Flippo, I'm sorry, I'm reading it verbatim. I'll do it. Let me pre-read a little bit. When Jerry asked David Flippo if elected, would he permanently relocate to the North? He seemed to beat around the bush and didn't give a direct answer. I would like to know the answer, yes or no. Noon News Hour is great. Thank you, Larry, and thank you, Larry. And if David is on the air with us again, we'll ask him that question and we'll get a direct answer. I don't quite remember. Greg, do you? Did he seem like he beat around the bush or did he answer the question directly?
Jerry, I wish I could have heard it. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of audio dropout, and it was a little bit pixelated on my end.
So lots of things go on in the background when people are talking, so we'll get him back. And again, Larry, thank you for that input. Let's check the weather in just a couple of minutes, but right now let's check traffic at 12:15. Here's Phil Galbraith.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
In Sparks on Vista Boulevard, northbound, right there at Merlot Court, we have a broken down motorist. They went and ran themselves out of gas. Otherwise, on the freeways, we're doing just fine here in Nevada. In California, a little bit of a different story. Just after you cross the state line on westbound Interstate 80, you'll come across some road work that'll slow you down all the way until you get to Floriston, so be prepared for that. It is 78 degrees in Sparks, 79 in Carson City, 80 in Smith Valley, 69 degrees in Sparks. Here's a look at your weather.
A little bit of breeze this afternoon. It's going to be a windy weekend as well, with temperatures falling to the 90-degree range to wrap up the week to the upper 70s by Sunday to low 70s by early next week. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Three this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
A man had figured a way to steal $600 legally. He just needed his lawyer, Abraham Lincoln, to help him. It took no time at all for Honest Dave to respond, "Oh, you're legally right, I won't argue that. But you're morally wrong. Besides, you look like a right, healthy young man. Why don't you go out and earn yourself $600 honestly?" And honesty paid off. Lincoln's reputation grew because people knew he could be trusted. A penny for your thoughts. Presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Paying your own way. Taking pride in a job well done. An honest day's work for honest pay. Providing for yourself and for your family. This is the true American spirit, and our liberties depend on it. Call us today for an Honest Dave deal on your new air conditioner. We'll work hard to keep you cool. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
I'm George Forbush, running for Congress in District 2. I was born here in Nevada, and one day I'll be laid to rest in Nevada dirt. I hunt, I fish, and I love this land. I'll protect our public lands for future generations, not sell them off in massive deals that take access away from Nevadans. We need to protect what matters and allow reasonable development with guidelines. Our lands belong to the people. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message. Learn more at ForbushForCongress.com.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
So, Danny Tarkanian is running again. Danny's lost seven times. He posted on social media, "I hate Trump." And he's been censured by the Republican Party for supporting Democrats. He's an embarrassment. Luckily, Republicans have a better choice for Attorney General. Adriana Guzman Frelick is endorsed by Governor Joe Lombardo. Adriana Guzman Frelick is the conservative choice for Attorney General. Paid for by Save Nevada Now PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
President Trump has made another endorsement in Nevada's primary race. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Last week, he endorsed David Flippo for Mark Abbott's seat in Congress. In a social media post today, the president endorses Adriana Guzman Frelick for state attorney general, saying, quote, "She has the courage and wisdom to deliver strong results for the incredible people of her fantastic state and nation." Guzman Frelick also received the endorsement of Governor Lombardo. It's a blow to her only other Republican opponent, Douglas County Commissioner Danny Tarkanian. His campaign ads have highlighted past compliments from the president. The winner of the primary will face off against either Treasurer Zach Conine or State Senator Nicole Cannizzaro, running in the Democratic primary. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:20. Glad to have you with us here from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. We have 74 degrees right now in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, well, the three big things that you need to know: after 4 years, they got him. The man accused of shooting Anna Scott, dumping her body into the trunk of a car and setting it on fire off 580 on Mount Rose Highway, is indicted in connection with her murder.
While the arrest has been made in the case involving Delshay Astor, an enrolled member of the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, the legal process remains ongoing.
Meantime, number two, the Nevada Secretary of State says if you are voting in Tuesday's primary, do not mail your ballot in because it might not make it in time. He says best to use your county registrar's drop boxes or bring it in person to the county registrar's office. And Natchez Elementary School was placed on a secure campus lockdown this morning while police investigated something on campus. They're not saying what, but they were there. Everything is back to normal and the children are said to be safe. It is our top national story. Graham Plattner, he's that Democratic candidate for the Maine Senate primary. He's the one with the Nazi tattoo that he decided to fill in, is holding on despite some pretty big scandals.
Maine Senate primary is fast approaching, and despite multiple scandals, Democratic candidate Graham Plattner, he's holding on, and top Democrats are sticking by him so far. Plattner is running to challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins. Her seat, a toss-up this cycle. Plattner has shocked some Democrats, though, with his past behavior, and the scandals are piling up. They include multiple controversial posts on Reddit, a Nazi-era tattoo on his chest, which was covered up, and allegations of inappropriate messages sent to women, even though he's a married man.
Fox's Mark Meredith. FM News Talk time, 12:22. Now back over to Jerry with more.
Well, just to pivot back to Larry's comment regarding David Flippo living in the district, remember the current incumbent and person that holds that office, he doesn't own it, it's not his seat, but he has been in that seat for 12 years, is from the area. And besides favoring the impeachment proceedings, even though he voted no against the impeachment, he favored Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff starting the impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump, named Congressman of the Year by the La Raza racist organization. Again, he is from the area, and as some say, has done little to represent the area in a more Republican conservative way. Kevin Kiley, who was elected as a Republican in the congressional district, including South Lake Tahoe, the district got gerrymandered. Kiley went from Republican to independent, still caucuses with the GOP, and it appears to be one of the races that can be called, and he appears to be headed to a runoff in the heavy Democrat district. Regional development in the spotlight as Northern Nevada grapples with infrastructure strains, local agencies looking at power capacity constraints fueled by the rapid expansion of technology, AI data centers near Reno and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, and following an extensive 3-year closure for infrastructure and trail upgrades, the popular California Side State Park, California Side of Lake Tahoe, officially celebrating its reopening just in time for the summer season. Craig Swope has local sports a little bit later on. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight in Raleigh. Vegas takes a 7-game winning streak into that town. FM News Talk time is 12:25. Here's Phil with another look at traffic.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We are still accident and incident free on the roadways right now. That's the good news. They're still waiting on a tow truck on Vista Boulevard northbound at Merlot Court in Sparks. The car ran out of gas. They should have that cleared up here fairly shortly. I just want to remind you, there is a whole bunch of road work in Carson City, especially on 7th Street between Stewart and Plaza Street. It's closed until at least Sunday. It is 77 degrees in Sparks, 80 in Minden, 79 in Wellington, 67 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
90-degree weather into the weekend. Then we see some changes. Winds going to pick up even a bit more than our 15 to 20-mile-per-hour gust this afternoon, into the 20 to 30 range through the weekend, just around 70 come Monday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Depression can make life feel hopeless. If you're tired of medications not working or just looking for a better option, discover how TMS may help. TMS is FDA cleared, non-invasive, drug-free, and now available here in Reno. Call 775-825-1005. That's 825-1005. Or visit TMSReno.com. Again, that's TMSReno.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight in Raleigh, North Carolina. Vegas takes a 7-game winning streak against the Hurricanes into the contest. Golden Knights won the back-and-forth affair on Tuesday, 5-4. Aces have now won 4 of 5 after a 4-2 win in Las Vegas last night. Kids Fishing Derby returns to Lampe Park in Gardnerville this Saturday. Based on registrations, around 1,000 youngsters will be on hand. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
Holding at 74 degrees right now, mostly clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And if you're just checking in, one of our top local stories, your RTC fee at work. Reno City Council voting for a resolution to sell some public property between Lake Street, East Plaza Street, Evans Avenue, and the railroad tracks to the RTC for their expansion of their 4th Street bus station. The price tag, $1.35 million. It will go into the Reno City's general fund. Well, they promised to settle your consumer tax debt for pennies on the dollar, and now they'll be owing Nevada some money instead. The state attorney general's office says American Tax Service will pay $8 million in cash and will fork over additional assets valued at $10 million. Thanks to some false advertising, the settlement bars American Tax Service essentially from doing business in the state. The company also impersonated federal agents and state agents to try and scare people to sign up for their services. Well, back to the FM News Talk Election Center 2026. We're waiting on the governor's race, and right now word is that Steve Hilton, the Republican, he is still in the lead. Javier Becerra, a distant second, but he's still second. And Tom Steyer, he is bringing up the rear.
California is the richest state in the richest country in the history of the world. It's unacceptable that right now so many Californians struggle to make ends meet.
He has some ground to make up. He trails Becerra by about 300,000 votes. And just a reminder, Jerry mentioned this, I'll mention it too, that Tuesday is primary day in Nevada, your election headquarters. FM News Talk will bring you primary election results starting at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Craig Swope and yours truly will bring you the results as they come in. Meantime, well, let's go ahead and FM News Talk time. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30. Fox
News. I'm John Zossier. The Trump administration trying to crack down on public sector fraud in Ohio. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz announcing the state's taking action to prevent any further health care fraud.
They are suspending 49 home health care providers who have been identified as high risk to the Medicaid program. These people have billed millions of dollars to take advantage of our most vulnerable.
New York City and state leaders getting ready for the World Cup soccer tournament. The Big Apple's anticipating an influx of travelers from all over the world. Mayor Zoran Mamdani urging commuters to avoid driving into Manhattan, instead use public transit.
I do want to encourage New Yorkers traveling into Midtown to park their cars at home, take a bike, ride the subway, or walk. Public transit will be running and able to get you where you need to go.
The first World Cup match hosted in the New York City area will be between Brazil and Morocco on June 13th. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:31. Things got testy between one Nevada senator and Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I was shocked to see that you were at a party with President Trump in Miami instead of accompanying Vice President Vance to Pakistan for negotiations.
What party was I at? I was at a party?
It's publicly reported, and there's photos there.
But what party? No, but you're going to say that. I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer that question, because that's an absurd statement. I was not at a party.
If I finish my paragraph, he can answer.
People are going to slander me. I'm going to answer it.
And that was Democrat Jackie Rosen facing off with Marco Rubio. Meantime, over to data centers. One prominent data center that's being built north of Salt Lake City by one of the members of the Shark Tank. That's the ABC TV show that you might be watching. Investor and TV personality Kevin O'Leary, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank, is agreeing to shrink the size of that massive data center project set for north of Salt Lake.
O'Leary responding to Utah Senate President Stuart Adams' request for a 75% area reduction for the controversial Stratos development project in Box Elder County. O'Leary agreeing to cut over 20,000 acres from the project, removing the acres near the Locomotive Springs Waterfowl Management Area, and affirmed his commitment to dedicate any excess water to the shrinking Great Salt Lake. I'm Jason Tulin.
Meantime, thousands of items get left behind in Ubers every year, with New York City passengers topping the forgetful list.
The most common items left behind include what you'd expect: cell phones, wallets, luggage, keys, and headphones. But Uber drivers have also found dentures, breast milk, an ankle monitor, and a child's prosthetic eye. New York City ranks first on Uber's Lost and Found Index, followed by Miami, Chicago, and San Francisco. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
You could just take a taxi. FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Another near 90-degree day today, maybe even a 90-degree day in some locales, as plenty of sunshine is with us through the week, easing temperatures by the weekend, upper 70s by Sunday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Where are the voters? I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Judging by today's update of votes cast for Nevada's primary, not a whole lot of excitement out there, but then again, there traditionally isn't on midterm years. Right now, check of the numbers at the moment, 7.7% of mail ballots, just over 155,000 votes have been accepted statewide as of this morning. Where are the highest rates of returned ballots? Carson City, Douglas, and Esmeralda counties. The lowest returns are in Lander and Elko. For in-person voting, 70,530 votes statewide so far. The last day of in-person early voting is tomorrow. Primary election day on Tuesday. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your Noon News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Quantinuum's trading debut is mighty stellar. Its stock opening at $68 per share, 13% above its IPO price. The quantum computing startup is backed by Honeywell. Interest in quantum computing technology has grown rapidly over the past year. It promises to massively speed up computer tasks using physics. We're learning more about Comcast's plans for its British theme park business. It's planning an $8 billion plus investment in Universal's first European resort that will be operated in the UK. Berkshire Hathaway having a major impact on Macy's. The Wall Street Journal says its stock soared about 18% since mid-May, when the conglomerate holding company disclosed its stake in the department store giant. Berkshire owns about 1% of Macy's. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
12:37 right here on the News at Noon. Glad to have you with us here from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. It is time for today's Moment with Mike Bosma, who is the principal partner at Keystone CPAs right here in Reno, joins us on the news line. Good Thursday afternoon to you, Mike.
Good day to you, Greg.
Hey, glad to have you with us. Okay, so something that you and I have talked about, you know, you are by trade a tax preparer, you are an accountant, and so much more, of course, but, you know, we've talked about companies that advertise on the radio and TV that say, we can get your IRS debt down to pennies on the dollar. There is a company called American Tax Service that was, I guess, Attorney General Aaron Ford filed a lawsuit against them, and now they're paying up $8 million in cash, $10 million in assets, and effectively, they're barred from doing business in Nevada because of deceptive advertising and claims that they simply could not meet. You know, and that underscores the point that you and I have talked about many times over. When you're choosing a tax preparer, don't get emotional, especially if you might think you're in trouble with the IRS, right?
Well, yeah, and I guess, you know, I'll just give you an example, Greg. I had a client, a friend of mine. She got a notice that her employee retention tax credit was being audited. And so they said, hey, send us some information. So, you know, she sent them the information, and then they sent her a $70,000 bill back coming the other way. She goes, what am I going to do? I go, well, the first thing you should have done is call the CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney. We have two tax attorneys on staff. But you don't even know the mess you're creating for yourself. Now, these tax preparation, like the one you mentioned, you know, they're not certified. They are not licensed to practice before the IRS. They can't talk to the IRS. They can't do a power of attorney, right? That's why Aaron Ford shut them down. They're fraudsters, right? They advertise. They go out, hey, we'll take your money. We'll fix your problems. Generally, they don't, and that's why people aren't happy. You know, I am accountable to the Nevada State Board of Accountancy. You know, if somebody doesn't like what I did, there are consequences. These people, they're not regulated. They have all your private confidential information. They have your Social Security number. You want that out there? They have no code of professional conduct. Talk to a professional. They're the only people who are going to be able to help you.
And obviously you are a professional, but how can people tell? Is there a list or something? Can you go to a website? Can you go to the Better Business Bureau? How do you figure that out?
They're either going to have the initials Certified Public Accountant, CPA, licensed in a state. Okay, so you can go to the Nevada State Board of Accountancy, pull up Bosma, pull up Keystone. We are licensed with the state of Nevada. You can also ask them if you're an enrolled agent. They have to have that EA designation. That means they are licensed to practice before the Internal Revenue Service, or they're going to be with the state bar. You know, all of this is verifiable. So if they're not one of those three buckets, don't talk to them. they're not going to help you.
Good advice there. All right, Mike, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We will talk again soon. 775-786-4900 if you want to talk to somebody who actually knows what they're doing and is legally bonded and accounted for with the state and other agencies. They're a real tax firm, Keystone CPAs. Again, 775-786-4900. Mike, again, thank you so much for talking with us.
Look forward to it, Greg. Thanks.
All right, 1240 here on the News at Noon on KKFT.
And just another reminder about the invasive golden mussel first appeared in North America 2 years ago and first spotted in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta area. A second boat from that region was kept out of Tahoe waters. It is in quarantine. It stays out of any waters for 30 days. That boat was found Sunday. The Myers Inspection Station stopped the boat with four golden mussels, the second boat with mussels caught in that area and from that same region. And thanks to a voluntary conservation agreement between the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and a private landowner in Elko County, Crucial Range is protected. More than 23,000 acres that benefit elk and the second largest mule deer herd in the state. Windermere Hills is just about 20, 25 miles northeast of Wells. Some listener questions regarding some of the previous news. Randy from Carson says, who is the quitter? And that would be, well, again, according to ads, and the point of the comments were regarding how the Republicans trash each other so poorly, and then they are supposed to get behind that candidate because the candidate that they've been trashing for the last couple of months will be running against a Democrat in some cases, and suddenly that person is now a good person. It just, when you figure it out, let me know. And that person supposedly is Ken Gray. Ken Gray is running against Blaine Osborne. He was appointed the incumbent currently. And two other people in the race, Brianna Cowan, who has been a guest on the Noon News, and Bridget Peterson is also on the ballot. Jeff from Reno says David Flippo did not answer the question yesterday. Would he move to Reno permanently if elected? And FM News Talk time is 1243. If you've got a question, you can text it at 775-884-9910. It's 1243. Phil is coming up with traffic and weather together.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your Noon News.
We have a non-injury collision working right now at East McCarran Boulevard. It is right there as you get to Interstate 80. It's not on the freeway. It's on McCarran right there by the Arco station, and it is slowing people down trying to get on to the freeway. Otherwise, we are accident and incident-free on the freeways right now. It is 79 degrees in Sparks, 81 in Dayton, 80 in Wellington, 68 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
A little bit of breeze this afternoon. It's going to be a windy weekend as well, with temperatures falling to the 90-degree range to wrap up the week, to the upper 70s by Sunday, to low 70s by early next week. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Three this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
My name is Kimberly Mull. I was choked and raped in my Reno home, and DA Chris Hicks did nothing. I did everything right. I fought back, pulled a gun, took the rape kit exam, and was ready to testify. Yet Hicks refused to prosecute. Hell, he never even tested my rape kit. 9 years with no justice. Wes Duncan is the change we need. As Assistant Attorney General, he helped helped clear the state's rape kit backlog, including mine. It's time for a DA who puts victims first. Vote Wes Duncan.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Discipline, hard work, and sportsmanship are all part of the program at the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Whether you're an experienced practitioner or brand new to the sport, we have a class for you. We have instruction for all ages, all levels, including men, women, children, military, and law enforcement. Come enjoy our family atmosphere and learn the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We have classes for wrestling, judo, Muay Thai kickboxing, self-defense, and of course, gi and no-gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Go to bjjreno.com for more information.
At Campani Capital Ford in Carson City, we know Northern Nevada is built by hardworking people. The early mornings, the long days, the people who show up, put in the work, and keep moving forward. That's why right now during the Ford Employee Pricing Event, you pay what we pay on select new Ford vehicles. The legendary Ford F-150 delivers the power, capability, and versatility drivers count on every day. Whether it's on the job site, towing on the weekend, or heading into the mountains. And when the work gets bigger, Super Duty is built to handle it with strength and confidence you can depend on. Stop by Capital Ford today. See what employee pricing can mean for you and take advantage of increased trade-in values during the event. Where you always pay lower taxes and less fees, we drive Northern Nevada. On select models, OAC. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. Offer ends July 6th, 2026.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And it is 74 degrees right now under mostly clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Well, say cheese. Today is National Cheese Day.
According to the National Dairy Council, 93% of Americans eat cheese. 52% consider themselves cheese obsessed. We eat about 42 pounds every year. That's each. And it's easy to do. Your burger is naked without it. A grilled cheese without cheese is just toast. You can't have fondue without cheese. And pizza without mozzarella is just wrong. So today it's a win for cheese because it goes with everything. I'm Bree Tennis.
In a related story, additional recalls are being issued over concerns of salmonella contamination. The USDA says that several food items made with a recalled dry milk powder could be contaminated. The most recent recall was shared on Monday. It includes select batches, speaking of cheese, of Motor City Pizza Company 5 cheese bread. Other recalls linked to the powder include frozen pizzas, pork rinds, multiple Zaps and Dirty Brand potato chips, and much more. Check your closets and make sure. Well, nothing that everybody loves summer, but nobody likes mosquitoes. Unfortunately, the two go hand in hand. The hotter weather is bringing out mosquitoes, and the Cleveland Clinic is offering tips on how to deal with them. One doctor recommends using mosquito repellent with a 20% DEET or bug repellent with something called Picardin in it.
Mosquitoes are very light flyers, right? And so any amount of turbulent air, if that's a ceiling fan, if that's a desk fan, goes a long way.
And Dr. Christopher Bazzoli recommends getting rid of any standing water in the yard. He also recommends applying anti-itch creams or ice to mosquito bites and not to scratch those bites because that could cause an infection. But that's one of the fun parts of getting a mosquito bite, if you ask me. FM News Talk Time, it's 1249.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Vegas tries to go up 2-0 in Raleigh tonight. Puck drops at 5 o'clock. It'll be tough to be as entertaining as Game 1. Aces are 2-0 for June and have won four of their last five, 4-2 last night in Las Vegas. Golden State Valkyries are the surprise of the WNBA season. It's early, but Reed's Gabby Williams is leading the team in scoring, steals, and second in assists. Golden State plays Minnesota tonight. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
President Trump needs reinforcements in Congress. That's why Trump endorsed America First Patriot David Flippo. Trump says David knows the wisdom and courage required to defend our country. 24 years in the Air Force, more than 1,000 airmen under his command, 3 operational bases established in combat, leading airmen on some of the military's toughest missions. Now, David's ready to serve again. Mission ready, battle tested. In Congress, David will fight hard to grow our economy, cut taxes, and protect no tax on tips. Trump said it best. David will be great for you, for the state, and for our country. Trump endorsed David Flippo for Congress.
My complete and total endorsement.
Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Club for Growth Action. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Clubforgrowthaction.org.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
James Settlemyer wants Nevada to trust him, but trust is earned. Settlemyer's record includes Green New Deal energy cost hikes, EEI mandates, government takeover of healthcare, driver's licenses for illegals, and men and girls sports. Worst of all, James Settlemyer was even arrested for domestic violence. Now, Democrats are bankrolling his campaign because they know in Congress Settlemyer will vote their way and join them to oppose President Trump. Don't trust dangerous radical James Settlemyer.
Paid for by American Honor Pack.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
My name is Rich Harvey, and I'm running for Assembly District 40 because Nevada needs leaders who solve problems, not politicians playing games. As a fire chief, I've spent my career protecting communities, managing emergencies, and making tough decisions when lives were on the line. I'm a solid conservative who believes in lower taxes, safe communities, protecting Nevada's water and environment, and standing up for working families, not special interests. I am not part of the political establishment. I am Rich Harvey, candidate for Assembly District 40, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by Rich Harvey.
FM Talk Weather.
Another near 90 degree day today, maybe even a 90 degree day in some locales as plenty of sunshine is with us through the week. Easing temperatures by the weekend, upper 70s by Sunday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news. KKFT.
12:54 here as we continue to wind toward 1 o'clock on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft. Amazon is unveiling a new AI robot that obeys verbal commands.
The global giant revealed its new mobile robot at an Amazon fulfillment center near London and said the next generation Proteus can respond to conversational prompts. The vice president of Amazon Robotics says, you tell it what needs to be done, and it figures out the priority, the route, and the timing. The new Proteus will be rolling through Amazon fulfillment centers across Europe starting early next year. The current Proteus models are being used in 25 U.S. warehouses where it operates only in the docking areas. I'm Monica Nelson.
Meantime, the FBI's most wanted fraudsters list has been released, and it's quite the list with what they've actually done. It's interesting to see what the FBI is saying some people are actually now up to when it comes to scamming you out of your money.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, FBI Director Kash Patel, Dr. Mehmet Oz, and others announced the new national most wanted fraudster list. So this list unveiled in Columbus, Ohio, features alleged fraudsters accused of wire fraud, mail fraud, mortgage fraud, healthcare fraud, and money laundering, just to name a few, to the tune of tens of millions of dollars, according to authorities. All the people seen on this list are wanted by the FBI right now.
Fox's David Spunt. Time right now for today is To Your Health.
A new study shows how the brain works to master certain skills that suggest real multitasking is possible. Scientists at Georgetown say there's a way to remodel your brain to use other parts of it to enable that multitasking. And scientists use driving as an example. They say it requires full attention at first, but then after it's mastered, people can talk and listen to music without needing full attention to the driving. Dr. Patrick Cox, the author of the study, says it has implications for real-world scenarios, like when a radiologist can accurately classify masses on an X-ray as benign or not automatically. The hotter weather is bringing out mosquitoes, and the Cleveland Clinic is offering tips on how to deal with them. Dr. Christopher Bozzoli recommends using mosquito repellent with 20% DEET or bug repellent with picaridin in it.
Mosquitoes are very light flyers, right? And so any amount of turbulent air, if that's a ceiling fan, if that's a desk fan, goes a long way.
He recommends getting rid of any standing water in the yard. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
Meantime, a new study out shows that multitasking, oh my goodness, it's actually harder than you think.
Scientists at Georgetown say there's a way to remodel your brain architecture and use other parts of your brain to enable multitasking. Scientists are using driving as an example, which they say requires full attention at first, but then after it's mastered, people can talk and listen to music without needing full attention to driving. Please ignore that if you're a teenager. Dr. Patrick Cox, the author of the study, says it has implications for critical real-world scenarios, like when a radiologist can accurately classify masses on an X-ray as benign or malignant fairly automatically. I'm Michael Kastner.
So you would be able to chew gum and rub your tummy at the same time. FM News Talk time. It is 12:57. I'm Greg Nift.
Nah, doesn't work for me. Similar to California's jungle primary for the first time in over a decade, the race for Mayor of Reno is wide open. 9 people have filed to run in the nonpartisan primary, but only 2 will advance to face off in the November general election. The list includes 2 current council members, a former statewide office holder, and the runner-up in the last 2 mayoral elections. And in Sparks, Ed Lawson has got 3 challengers. He faces a tough election cycle. 3 candidates, as I said, challenging him. And he has been in the office since 2020. Unless one candidate receives over 50% of the vote in the June primary and automatically wins, 2 candidates will advance to the November general election. That's the races again for Reno mayor and Sparks mayor. All state offices, there are primaries in each party for every office except for Lieutenant Governor Anthony Stavros or Stavros Anthony, Secretary of State Aguilar, and Treasurer Andy Matthews. That's your new news for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Tomorrow's Friday already, Greg. We'll look forward to that. And the first full weekend in June. Looking forward to it. And make some plans. Be safe. Make sure you vote. If you want to vote early and avoid Tuesday, you got to do that by tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll see you at the polls on Tuesday to vote in the Nevada primary. FM News Talk time, 12:59. Follow us on X at 991 FM Talk, and we will see you tomorrow for another new news, 12 to 1 on Friday.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.